This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says that Pentagon leaders want to keep waging wars, sought to keep defense contractors happy, to fight allegations that he made offensive comments about fallen U.S. service members. He said this during a White House news conference on Monday. U.S. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden traded verbal attacks about COVID-19 vaccines in their respective Labor Day remarks. President called for the Democratic Party nominees Biden and running mate Senator Kamala Harris to immediately apologize for the reckless anti-vaccine rhetoric. Biden told reporters in Pennsylvania Monday that he would like to see a vaccine as soon as possible, even if it cost him the election. The Republican and Democratic Party nominees made the remarks as the presidential campaign turned to the home stretch on the annual Labor Day holiday, a time when COVID-19 is killing about 1,000 Americans each day. More than 891,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 27.2 million confirmed infections worldwide, with the United States leading in both deaths and in infections. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California have burned a record amount of land this year as fire crews battle dozens of blazes in the midst of a heat wave. The situation has strained the state's electrical grid, threatening power outages for millions of people. Officials say the most striking thing about the record 2 million acres that have burned so far is how early in the year it was set, with the most dangerous part of the season still ahead. The previous high was 1.96 million acres burned in 2018. Dry, hot winds are predicted to raise the fire figure to critical levels in the coming days, and California Sierra National Forest officials expanded evacuation orders. This is VOA News. Two of Australia's leading foreign correspondents in China arrived in Sydney Tuesday morning after they were rushed home for their own safety. China correspondents for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation and the Australian Financial Review sought shelter in Australia's embassy in Beijing and consulate in Shanghai as diplomats negotiated with Chinese officials to allow them to leave the country. That's according to both the ABC and the AFR. AFR said in a report that two journalists, ABC's Bill Birtles and AFR's Michael Smith, have been banned from leaving China until they answered questions about detained Australian citizens and television anchor Sheng Li. They flew out of China Monday night and arrived in Sydney Tuesday morning, following what public broadcaster the ABC called an extraordinary diplomatic standoff. Relations between Australia and China have soured this year in the wake of Canberra's calls for an independent international investigation into the source of the coronavirus pandemic. A Bolivian court on Monday rejected a legal appeal by former President Evo Morales, deeming him ineligible to run for a Senate position in an October election rerun of a voided vote last year. Morales cannot be a Senate candidate for his Movement for Socialism party because he does not meet the residency requirements, according to the judge. The former president, now living in exile in Argentina, stepped down last year after a disputed election sparked widespread protest. General elections are scheduled for October 18th after being delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The court's decision upholds a previous block on Morales' candidacy by Bolivia's Electoral Tribunal in February and cannot be appealed. Poisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's condition has improved, allowing doctors to take him out of an induced coma, according to the German hospital treating him. Navalny, a fierce high-profile critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was flown to Germany last month after falling ill on August 20th on a domestic flight in Russia. German chemical weapons experts say tests showed the 44-year-old was poisoned with a Soviet-era nerve agent, prompting the German government last week to demand that Russia investigate the case. Navalny had been in an induced coma in Berlin hospital since he was flown to Germany on August 22nd for treatment. The World Food Program says an estimated 45 million people in southern Africa are food insecure. The number of people without access to adequate, affordable, and nutritious food is up 10% from last year. WFP says a COVID-19 pandemic coupled with climate change and the struggling economies of several countries are the main causes of the food insecurity. You can find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.